Hey, everybody, this is Sully Efti.
And this is Heaton Shah.
And today we're actually going to revisit a topic that's been one of the most popular episodes that we've ever done. And that was the freemium discussion we had and freemium episode.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
And, you know, I didn't realize this until I just looked it up, but the freemium episode was the third episode we released. It's number three. I don't know. If you had asked me, I would have said like maybe, I knew it was an early one, but I would have said like the 30th or 40th one or something. I didn't realize it was the third. And it's one of the most popular ones and one that I frequently encounter when I talk to people that listen to the Startup Chat. Oftentimes, especially folks in SaaS, they say that, oh, the freemium episode was awesome. I really love, you know, especially I think it was what people especially liked is that we disagreed on this or we had like different stances on this. And people often ask me if anything has changed since then. So I thought it would be a fun thing to revisit. For people that haven't heard it, just go back and look for episode number three of the Startup Chat. You're going to be able to hear the first freemium discussion we had about this. But here's the basic premise, right? The basic premise was that you, Heaton, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you were basically saying, hey, you've done a number of SaaS, and one thing you've learned is that you would not do SaaS anymore in today's world without having a completely free version of your product, because it's such an important part of the marketing, of a marketing strategy for a SaaS product and to be competitive in the SaaS space. And, you know, we were and still are very, very firmly in the camp of we don't have a free product, right? We actually are pretty premium in terms of our prices, so we don't even have a super cheap version of our product. So let's talk about that. Does that statement, A, is it a fair representation of your opinion back then? And has anything changed? I mean, this was in June 2015, so this is a little over 2 years ago. SaaS and the world has changed a ton. Has this changed in your opinion? A, is it true what I said? And then B, how do you think about SaaS products and freemium today?
My opinion of it has only gotten stronger. So the sentiment I had then is only stronger today. And so I'll repeat it, just like you did, which is like, if you're going to start a SaaS business today, or any business to be honest, but let's say a SaaS business, you need a free plan. I don't mean a free trial. I mean an actual full-on free plan. And I do know Close.io, your business, doesn't have a free plan. A lot of products in the CRM space do not have a free plan. The majority of them, I would say. And so, you know, there's a lot of risk and other investments in a business besides a free plan. And a lot of times people, one pattern I've seen is people start really free, you know, with a product and then end up over time making the free product more crippled or just getting rid of it and just going to a free trial. And it's a very typical model in SaaS. I even did it with one of my businesses. And I honestly, it's one of the biggest like things that I wish I could go back and change. I wouldn't say I regret it, but I would definitely go back and change and bite the bullet and have a free plan that's diverse enough and also leads to people upgrading. One big reason, and it's just a very psychological reason, is like, and a philosophical one, is like, if people start using your, why would you ever want them to stop? It feels like you put all this effort into they're using it, and then because it was a trial or something like that, aren't ready to pay, you let them go. And you say, sayonara, bye-bye. And one of the proof points I have of this effect, and what happens is, eventually they come back if you're still relevant to them. You're a good product or they're still entertaining ones. But really, if they leave, it's likely they picked another product. Well, if you have a free plan, it just brings people in a lot easier. It reduces the friction to them getting in there. And I think that that's super important to get a growing business going. And if you don't have a free plan, you're missing out on a ton of growth opportunity. Just like if you're not, you know, blogging or doing something to at your top of funnel for free or sending emails for free, really building out your sort of top of funnel, and it's not as efficient, and the business and the customer acquisition costs tend to be a lot higher. So that's kind of my, you know, quick, like, why I love freemium and all the benefits. And I know there's downsides. I know you know them. So, you know, let's talk about
let's
that.
Rock and roll.
Let's talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't even want to, like fight or combat you as much, although it might happen anyways, but The one thing that I want to zero in a little bit more, I think the thing that most people don't understand is that, you know, having free users is much more of a long-term marketing play, right? It's not kind of like some short-term magic bullet that will, you know, get you a lot more paying customers immediately. Obviously, it's probably going to get you less paying customers, right? Which might be, for many self-funded SaaS companies, a real good reason not to have a free plan in their mind, is that it's going to get them slower to the point where they are breaking even or being able to pay all their expenses. But in our case, let's take Closeio. In our case, there's a very strong and easy and simple distinction between our audience and people that are engaging with our marketing, and then our customers and people that are engaging with our product. There's a little overlap, and we do have a 14-day free trial, so it's not that there's no overlap that exists. But when you have a free version of your product, and you have a lot of people that use your product for free, these people, in your world, I would assume, these people are a marketing, they're still part of the marketing funnel and still part of what the marketing team is thinking about, much more so than the sales funnel or the product team. Or who is responsible for the free user? I think that's my question. How much overlap, and how does that overlap really affect things in terms of, when you have a free user, marketing is still responsible to a certain degree, but obviously product is also responsible to a degree. Support will be responsible to a degree. And depending on what kind of customers you have and what kind of free users, maybe even sales, right? So who has responsibility for that user? Where does that person sit in the overall funnel of your company? That's one question. The other question, I think, that I didn't realize I had, but I formulated, that I know you have an opinion on, is the whole, like, this is free, something that even self-funded companies should do, but then they should just live with the fact that it might take them a little longer to get to break even because they're, you know, giving out a lot more free product versus just paying for the product. What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, most of the time what I find is when the product team is responsible for free and is paired with like growth and or marketing to like make sure that there's an optimized funnel, copy is well written, and you know there's retention going on, free works out really well. So, and then also, once you get the one of the key things about free, and I know this is going to come up as we talk, is in sales wants qualified leads. Some of the best qualified leads are what people are starting to call product qualified leads, which are these leads that have taken on a free plan, or even during a free trial, to be honest, are doing a key activity. And once that key activity points are reached, sales starts reaching out. And then you have such a more rich conversation because it's contextual to what people are already doing in your product. So one of the most valuable things for sales out of a free product is this concept of a product qualified lead. And when you start really digging into that and seeing some of these businesses that are out there that are using freemium really well, they're doing some form of a product qualified lead and actually throwing sales a ton of leads that are very qualified because they're already using the product. One of the risks there is that sales shouldn't own freemium. That doesn't make sense. They're trying to close deals. But sales starts getting some really interesting deal flow and prospects when you think about freemium in that way, where it's like there's activity points or certain engagement that people reach in a free product that leads to a much better conversation for sales. And realistically,